Today is bittersweet for many of the centre's former staff members who, despite 2.5 years of uncertainty, stuck with the job until their contracts ran dry. Registered nurse Adrian Calvano delivered the Sustainable Farm Families program to hundreds of farmers across Australia. He has a background in men's health and was focused on addressing the high rates of suicide in farming communities. It was exactly a month ago today that he worked his last day for the centre.
Well, I'm so lucky to have such a rewarding job, or have had a rewarding job where I got to go out and see the changes myself because I was following up. The main things with farmers is the isolation, the access to medical services. We're going out to them. And the main difference, as I keep saying, is that follow-up, that we keep going back to them, we keep keeping them in line. And I honestly believe that we are making a massive difference. So that was the major part of the job that I really enjoyed, was the hands-on and going back and seeing the changes that you help create.
And suicide, I'm guessing, is a very difficult subject to broach, especially with a community that has culturally in the past not really addressed that issue. How did you fare with talking about suicide and mental health issues?
It's never easy bringing up the topic, but it's a topic that needs to be brought up. It's something that was always, the farmers generally brought it up before I had the chance to, because nearly every single area that I've been to has been affected by suicide. And we went through periods, so there was the drought programs, so there was mental health issues related to that, then the flood recovery programs and the bushfire programs. So all of these different environmental elements added to the stress of the farmers. So suicide was something we always talked about. And with some of the cases I've seen farmers talking about considering suicide themselves in a group forum, it was amazing to see the farmers feel that comfortable to stand up and talk about such things.
Why did you stay around for so long when there was no job security for you?
I'm a pretty simple kind of fella, and I just like doing the service delivery. All the political stuff that got involved with it, I really don't know much about that, and never really paid too much attention to it. I just honestly thought this is a good thing. It's doing good for people. So, of course, the government's going to fund it. But obviously, governments don't think with common sense like I do. I tried to hang on as long as I could. When it got to the point where I've got to put food on my own table, so I had to start looking for work.
And now we have heard that Dairy Australia has funded the centre to roll the Sustainable Farm Families program out in New South Wales. How do you feel about that, that you won't be involved?
Oh, yeah, I'm gutted. As I said, I love the job, I love the work, and I just wish it was handled in a different way.
And so what are you doing now, Adrian?
I've just accepted a position with the adult mental health team at Southwest Healthcare as a mental health clinician. With my new role, I'll be trying to use my skills of pulling in those farmers and getting them in to have a chat about their mental health, for sure. You know, you need a healthy person or a healthy farmer to run a healthy farm. And if Australia want to progress with their farming as a whole, the farmers need to be healthy. And it's good to hear the government have finally woken up and given some money to it. Just wish they did it earlier.